When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Great to be with you. As we head into your weekend, your Saturday, I'm Bart Winkler, Alex Azarm alongside Marco Belletti on the updates. And as always, you, grab a chair. We're just hanging out at the bar. 888-710-4ISN. I got to talk about Bill Belichick, if you don't mind. And I've talked about Bill Belichick before. I've actually talked a lot about Bill Belichick in my life. And who hasn't? He is a six-time winning head coach, Super Bowl champion. Won the Super Bowl as an assistant with the Giants a few times as well. Maybe the greatest football mind that we've ever had in the sport. And so we have talked a lot about Bill Belichick in our lives. Think of it. How long and how many times you either watched a Patriots game or you watched some of the NFL Network stuff with the top 100 or whatever, and you listen to him talk or the press conference or whatever. You have talked about and watched Bill Belichick a lot in your life. And it seems like none of that ever happened. Right now, it seems like none of that has ever happened because this relationship that he's in has taken on this life of its own where it's become really a larger than life thing. You know, this is not the first couple that has ever gotten together where there's been an age gap. Okay? I'm not totally comfortable with it. I don't like knowing that when he was 50 years old, she was being born. I don't like that. I personally couldn't do it, although I'm not 73 years old yet, so we'll see what I'm into. I mean, from what I've noticed, you tend to become attracted to people that are your age. So I look at some of these, 90-year-old ladies, and I'm like, yeah, when I'm 90, I'm probably going to think she's fine. Now, there is a... You can look at women in their 20s and say that is an attractive young lady. But I don't know. I feel like there needs to be some sort of shared. But again, it's not that none of this is for me to discuss. It's not my life. Who people love, I've said this, who you love, this is who you love. Even if it makes me uncomfortable or I don't get it. Not my problem to get. So if Bill Belichick wants to be in a relationship with Jordan Hudson, and if Jordan Hudson wants to be in a relationship with Bill Belichick, then that is great. And we can look at that and be like, huh, but it doesn't matter. They can be in a loving relationship with each other. But that is the question. Is that what this is? It has seemed weird from the jump. And the more that we see them together, the more weird it gets. She's very involved now in North Carolina football goings on, where she wants to be CC'd on the emails and she has a say. She is basically acting as his agent in these press tours and the CBS Sunday morning interview. So what is going on? Bill Belichick is the coach. Like he's still going to be a coach. UNC's standing by him during whatever this is. But we're still going to see Bill Belichick coach football games. And then maybe it feels like, oh, yeah, this is what Bill Belichick is. But right now, you know, he's becoming more known for this than the football. How do you become more known for this than the thing that made you known for? Right? That is what this story is taking on. So Pablo Torre, he did essentially an investigation. He's got a show, Pablo Torre Finds Out, and he understands that his clips and his interviews are being aggregated today. The aggregation sphere has got onto it, which is good. But he says there's even more to the story, so if you'd like to check out the podcast, you are welcome to do so. But there's a two-minute clip I'll play for you where this was kind of the thing that made waves today. And why I'm playing this and why other people have talked about it is because this isn't just me saying what I just said. What I just said is how I feel. It's an opinion. There's no news there. Pablo Torre is doing investigative journalism. He is doing research. He is talking to sources, people close to Belichick, people within North Carolina. And so what he is unveiling in this episode that published today is that North Carolina is kind of had enough with Jordan Hudson, Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend.
A couple of breaking news updates since what has happened publicly since we last gathered. Number one, okay? Two sources at the University of North Carolina tell me that there has been a decision. It was made last week by the higher-ups inside the athletic department that had hired Bill Belichick to be the highest-paid public employee, not just coach, in the state of North Carolina at $10 million a year. And that decision was that Jordan Hudson is no longer allowed in the football building.
Okay.
She is not allowed on the football field.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, don't think you'll be hearing much from Jordan moving forward.
Wow. Dang, not in the flippant building?
That's a little flippant. I feel like that is what is done with a distraction, and a team is within its rights to do that when it comes to external distractions.
Now, do we think, maybe we know, I don't know if we know, do we think this is like the athletic director at UNC being like, this is a problem, or do you think it's Bill going to the athletic director and being like, I would really love it if you said this was a problem.
Oh, of like, oh, they said you can't come.
Yeah,
I would love to have you there.
Oh my God.
You're my cheerleader.
Who's got tarrier heels than you?
You're my cheerleader.
You gotta be there, babe. But Donnie's
saying,
on my back.
Bubba Cunningham.
Is that his name? Bubba Cunningham?
Bubba's, you know how Bubba can be. Listen, Bubba's, he's tough.
I think Bubba's jealous. I wouldn't say it to him, but I think Bubba's jealous.
Yeah.
That's my Bill Belichick impression.
That's really good.
That's ours.
Yeah, the most animated he's ever been.
So the theory of why any of this happening is a relevant conversation that I'm gonna ask you to put a pin in that.
Okay.
Because the second update is that Bill Belichick's family is extraordinarily concerned about what has transpired. One Belichick family source told me, quote, there is deep worry for how detrimental Jordan can be for not just North Carolina, but Bill's legacy, reputation, everything he has built and worked for over decades. End quote. In fact, the family has been digging into Jordan Hudson as well.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. A little bit of a, you know, fun, wacky podcast detour there with the impressions and the whatever, but leaving that in because I didn't take it down and edit it out. But that's interesting. So apparently the family's concerned. And then you have UNC, which doesn't want anything to do with her. He said, she said, as now the university came out in a statement with this. Well, Jordan Hudson is not an employee at the university or Carolina Athletics. She is welcome to the Carolina football facilities. Jordan will continue to manage all activities related to Coach Belichick's personal brand outside of his responsibilities for Carolina football and the university. Tory responded, the University of North Carolina can choose to describe or change its position on Jordan Hudson's involvement however it wishes. Following the publication of our episode, we requested comment and filed dozens of Freedom of Information Act requests that were not satisfied. And we stand by the specific reporting in our episode, which came from the highest levels of the football program. A UNC spokesperson did not respond to inquiries about whether Hudson had ever been previously banned from the facility. In that statement from North Carolina, Jordan will continue to manage all activities related to Coach Belichick's personal brand. Why does that have to be a thing? I think that's where things start to get all tied up and twisted. Is what is she? Is she your girlfriend? Is she your agent? She's your muse. You wrote that in your book. What is she? That's why it's so weird. Pablo Torre was on Dan Patrick's show today, and I will bring this to you. The thing he says at the end, like, my goodness.
In the final 30 seconds, what do you think is next in this story?
I think you're going to see people push back on the reporting out of North Carolina that I've said, which is that there was a power struggle in which the adults had to intervene. I think there will be disagreement about that. And I think that what is happening to my phone will continue to happen, which is that it will continue to melt. I signed up for this. I get it. Aggregation interviews like this are all great. I hope people listen to the episode. But I can tell you that everybody who's dealt with Jordan Hudson, and one person said, quote, she is the worst person I've ever dealt with on earth, and I have dealt with actual sociopaths. I'm not saying that that is everybody. I'm just saying this story, Dan, is extreme, and there's a lot, including injectable erectile dysfunction drugs, as just a brief tease.
That's going to get me to the episode. The worst person I've ever talked to in my life? I got to hear that again.
This are all great. I hope people listen to the episode. But I can tell you that everybody who's dealt with Jordan Hudson, and one person said, quote, she is the worst person I've ever dealt with on earth, and I have dealt with actual sociopaths.
That's kind of insane, but do you see it, kind of? Do you believe it? It's just something's off. Something's not right. This is not a relationship of a, what is he, 69? This is not a relationship of a 69-year-old man and a 24-year, he's 73-year-old man and a 24-year-old woman. Something's different here. That's where I'm at. Now, Belichick seems to be going to some more experienced PR guys. He's had a couple of book events. He was at NYU tonight, and Jordan Hudson not there. Apparently, she planned to attend an event, but then did not come. She's busy anyway. She's in Miss Maine this weekend. She's in Miss Maine. Look, again, the age thing. I can't judge. It's not my life. But if I'm 73 years old and I'm like, yeah, my girlfriend's busy this weekend, she's competing in Miss Maine. I don't know. I'd feel like, what am I doing here? You don't know. What does he want from her? I can guess. What does she want from him? Why him? They're also weird about why they met, when they met. They met on a plane. Pablo Torre also doing the math, saying maybe they don't like that she was 19. Now, that's above the age of consent, but you know, teenager is also a word that exists for someone who is 19. So I don't know. I think that it's weird. I think that we're all right to think that it's weird. I think that we're right to want to know more. And if family members, I think you're right to, like, worry. I don't know. You know, when, like, a new family member comes into play, like you got your little family, and then some of the brothers and sisters get married or a cousin, and then when a new person comes in and you've been in the family part, and you've probably been the new person at one point, you were the new person to somebody else's family, If you've been married, at one point, you've entered someone else's thing. And they have questions about you. Who is this guy? Do I trust this guy? What does he want from my daughter? You know, you have questions. He's a radio host. So he's not stable, certainly. He's a little got a few screws loose if he's gonna get out there and do that every night. What's thought my beautiful daughter would marry a doctor or a lawyer or just like a plain old guy who sells carpet insurance? I don't know. A radio host. Ooh, we're gonna take extra precaution on this guy. But then if you're Bill Belichick, world-renowned head football coach, bringing in Miss Maine, I mean, I'd be like, Bill, what the hell's going on here? Pablo Torre finds out the name of the podcast. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Good one between the Thunder and the Nuggets, just a three-point game at the start of the fourth quarter. Cavs get back on track against the Pacers. Up 2-1 still is Indiana. We'll hear from some that played in that game. Not Tyrese Halliburton, though. He was not made available. He'll be happy to talk when he does well and the team wins, but when they lose and he only has 4 points, well, then you're not going to hear from him. That'll be coming up next on The Bart Winkler Show.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is The Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Talking about Bill Belichick and all the reporting about him today and what's going on there. Rob Gronkowski has an opinion. He said, back of your head, you're thinking, when you were on the Patriots, the whole goal was to eliminate all the distractions that can possibly happen while you're on the team. And don't bring those distractions to the team and in the locker room. And we're looking at the program in North Carolina, and it feels like it's distractions all over the place. We are not talking football. Now, North Carolina's football team, Mac Brown's been there for a long time. They've been some, you know, they haven't not been relevant. They haven't been a powerhouse. Now, I don't know that it matters. They won their last bowl game they won was 2019. So they're making a bowl game every year. This year they were in the Fenway Bowl. They were in the Mayo Bowl. They were in the Holiday Bowl. Mayo Bowl again, Orange Bowl a couple years ago. Military Bowl. They finished like 6-7 or 8-5, 9-5, 6-7. Their last double digit win year was back in 2015, where they went 8-0 in the ACC, 11-3 overall. So they haven't, I mean, they haven't had a ton of success. So football under Bill Belichick, you would think that it would change a little bit. And I think they got an opportunity, like even with Bill Belichick as the coach, it's like, okay, well, we know what this team has been, but Bill Belichick's the coach. So we think that they could be a top 25 team. We think they could. I saw people as soon as Belichick got there, okay, he's gonna get to the playoff. They start with TCU. They do have Clemson. We're going to see Bill Belichick against Dabo Sweeney. It should be interesting. But it's an ACC schedule. ACC not without Florida State, although they've been bad, and without Miami, they're not on here either. Their schedule's TCU, Charlotte, Richmond, UCF, Clemson, Cal, Virginia, Syracuse, Stanford, Wake Forest, Duke, NC State. Just all teams, you know, ACC, these are 7-6 teams. But Bill Belichick, let's go with the football. You got an opportunity here. And maybe once fall comes and we see them on the field, it'll be different. But, or maybe this is a strategy like, what college football team are we even remotely close to talking about right now? North Carolina. That's it. Because of this. So maybe, I don't know. Galaxy brain at work. 888-710-4476. Todd is in Alabama. Hello, Todd.
Hey, what's up, Bart, man? It's awesome to talk to you. I've been listening to you for about 6 or 7 months now since I came on my new radio station. So,
hey, good.
Pretty cool to talk to you, man.
Hey, cool to talk
to you. Hey, so I got three quick things. The one guy with Pablo Torre's report said that, you know, he doesn't think he's going to hear anything from Jordan for a while. Give me a break. She's going to be talking to anybody that will listen to her. So, and then secondly, you said, well, I can't judge Bill Belichick because he's dating this young girl. Well, why not? I can. and that's what my third point is. Is it's pretty basic and simple. You brought it up earlier, and I was going to say it. You know, he's got some Nugenix and some Blue Chew. And, I mean, if you look at his past, his wife that he left, she was 20 years younger than him. But, you know, she was in her 50s. He was in his 70s. So that's different. It seems different. But you look at Mick Jagger. You look at Dennis Quaid. All these guys are, like, in their 70s dating 20-year-olds. So it's just a big story because it's Bill Belichick. You know what I mean? It's sick.
Yeah.
He's getting what she wants to get from him, and he's getting what he wants to get from her. But everybody keeps pussyfooting around the whole situation. That's what it is. And I ask everybody, if you are 74 years old and you could be in his situation, would you do it? I think most of them say yes.
Well, okay, first, Todd, thanks for the call. I'll take living to 74 right now. I'll just take that. Okay. And I would hope that my wife is still alive. I don't know what I'm going to look like when I'm 74. And it's not, the Bill Belichick. I see this picture of him at that NFL honors where he's like in his, you know, suit and tie, and she is basically naked. Yeah, we're assuming that, oh, she's 24, oh, he's got a, yeah, you know, but maybe this is one of those weird things they haven't consummated. It just, something's wrong here. Something's not right. I've seen other pictures of old men and young women. This seems one of them's being held hostage. But maybe they don't mind. Bill seems to be going along and he's having more fun than he's ever had. So why should we care what they're up to? Because it's weird. And something's off. And they're being weird about it. We don't talk about how we met. Why? That's like the most fun thing for most couples to do. How'd you guys meet? And if it's a bad story, you make one up. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We got a three-point game still. Thunder, 95. Nuggets, 92. 6 minutes to go. This game, I don't know. I didn't think it'd be a blowout. I do think the Thunder win this series. This is a very pivotal game for Denver. If the Thunder win, I think they can, you know, like with the Nuggets, they had all those series with the Lakers the last couple of years where the games were always good, but the Nuggets would sweep them or win in five. And I would try to argue it's a competitive series, but it doesn't look like that because of the result. But it was, they were competitive games. I think that's probably where this will go. But again, if Denver can, you know, sneak out a win here, and it's nice, we're getting a tight game again. The playoffs, the start to the playoffs, start to the second round's been great, 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 great. And then we got kind of some blowouts here, including one tonight where the Pacers were down big and then did come back. So credit to them for that in front of their home crowd. But what did them in was a very bad second quarter where they got outscored 34 to 13, the final in that game. The Pacers are still up 2-1, and the next game is still in Indiana, so you think that would give them the edge, but it did not tonight. Pascal Siakam of the Indiana Pacers says we were just outplayed in game three.
They played like a team that's down 2-0, and you know, they outfought us, out-rebounded us. Yeah, that can happen. It doesn't matter who they have or what they do. That's bad. So we got to get better at that.
It's not just that they played like they were down 0-2. It's that they played with their full team. They were healthy. Okay? The Pacers keep beating these teams that are not healthy. And then when the Pacers do play a team that's healthy, they lose. They lost to the Celtics last year after beating the Bucks and then getting by a Knicks team that was depleted with injuries. Celtics are healthy, they beat them. They beat the Bucks this year, not healthy. The Cavs missing Darius Garland and then Evan Mobley. And DeAndre Hunter, not healthy. And then everybody's back and then they lose. Rick Carlisle after the game, one of the big problems for him, if you look at the stat sheet, 56 rebounds for Cleveland, Pacers with just 37. Carlisle says that's where things kind of went wrong.
We got killed on the boards. I mean, you know, 56 to 37 on the boards, 18 to 4 on the offensive boards. And like, this is not on the officials. All right, zero to do with the officials. This is us not playing with enough presence, posture, disposition, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, you got beat by 22 points. Why are we bringing up the officials? You know, every game's got the skirmishes, and it's, you know, the crowd was whatever. Tyrese Halliburton after the game said, I don't want to talk to the media. I'll talk tomorrow. That's got to be what happened because he did not speak. Tyrese Halliburton, had they gone up 3-0, I mean, he would have done every interview that you could possibly have. I'd probably be talking to him right now. But he only had 4 points and they lost. First time they lost at home with him in the playoffs. So he didn't talk. He'll talk tomorrow. Which is just, I hate it. I don't like that. You can't only be talking with when you're winning. And if you are going to do that, you can't do it in the way that you're doing it. Like, if the losses are so crushing for you and you're so embarrassed that you can't talk, well, then when you're winning, you can't be gloating as much. And you're also gloating when you're beating up injured teams. Cavs get the much-needed win. Donovan Mitchell, big night for him. He had 43 points. He's had a great series. The Pacers, again, you know, they went down big early. And then they came back. Then they went down big in the second quarter, but they started to come back again. And this has been a playoffs where we've seen a lot of comebacks. And they cut the lead to 10, and they had to respond, Donovan Mitchell, on what the Cavs were able to do.
It's hard to blow a team out by 20 in their place. We saw that last game, even in our place. It's hard to be up 20. It's hard to keep a lead. It's hard. It's just hard in this league. You know what I mean? Understanding who they are. They're not a team that's going to fold easily. And then, you know, when they went on a run, accepting it, understanding it. And like I always tell you, like, how do you respond?
Pretty obvious here that Donovan Mitchell said it as much, but this was a must-win game for them.
I didn't necessarily say that to everybody. I kind of kept that to myself because understanding that, hey, going down 3-0 here is tough. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, this was a must-win. We let one slip at home. Let the fans down at home, man. So we got to, you know, find a way to bounce back, and we did. But ultimately, all we did was win one game. We got to do it again on Sunday.
And I believe it. It was absolutely a must-win game. I think if you go down 3-0, you're not coming back. Now, if it's 3-1, you know, you got the one. You're not coming back. You were not coming back down from 3-0. And I would like them to win on Sunday, I think they will win. I like them to win on Sunday. But had they lost, I don't know. Then that would have proven that the Pacers can beat a healthy team, which they have not been able to do yet in this two-year run that they've had. Sunday night will be game 4 again in Indianapolis. 888-710-4476. 888-710-4ISN. Right now, let's get an update. It's Marco Bellet.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Coming down to the wire in Denver, 102-99. Thunder have the lead. 111 left to go in the fourth quarter. In hockey tonight, overtime, Panthers needed it against Toronto. Otherwise, they would have been down 0-3. And Winnipeg shutting out the Stars 4-0. Florida winning 5-4. Tomorrow's action in the NHL. We got the Hurricanes and the Capitals. That game at 6 Eastern. And then Edmonton with a 2-0 lead over Vegas. That game at 9 Eastern. The NBA tomorrow. We will have, of course, the big one, the Celtics and the Knicks, 3:30 Eastern, and the Timberwolves and the Warriors. That'll be the Saturday night primetime game on ABC. Robert is in Annapolis. Robert, always a pleasure.
Hey, voice, thanks for taking my call. Well,
hey, Robert, how about, do you want to host the last hour of the show? I think I'm getting a little raspy and maybe a little stuffy. I think the week's caught up with me.
No. That's your gig. But let me tell you this. Well, Bill Belichick is your topic du jour, and I think I can comment on this because Bill Belichick and I were born in the same year. Now, you give sort of lip service to the fact, well, maybe they're in love. Well, you know, not all relationships have to involve that. We all go into relationships.
Fair point.
Okay, we all go into relationships for what we get and hopefully what we give. I know exactly where Bill Belichick's mindset is. Now, this comments about, well, when he was 50, she was 2, or whatever the age difference is, that's irrelevant. She is a full-grown, mature woman right now. In fact, she's probably in her physical prime. So I know exactly where Bill Belichick's mindset is. And the other thing, now what she's going for, I don't know, but perhaps you can get a 25-year-old female on the phone and she can explain that to you. But the other thing is this, when you're our age, in our 70s, you miss your youth. You miss your things that you did when you were younger, okay?
I feel like that at 40, Robert.
Okay, look at it this way. He's 73. A lot of guys in his profession would have retired, you know, after he left the Patriots and that kind of thing. He takes on this gig with North Carolina where he's got, do recruiting, coaching, all that kind of stuff. He just wants to continue on doing what he has always done, even though the calendar has moved along and taken him to where it is. So I don't think we should be critical of him. I just don't get that. That's his thing and her thing. And, you know, I can tell you this, my friend, when you're our age, you're going to have the same thoughts and the same wishes and probably not the same results. But let me tell you this. He doesn't give a tinker's damn what anybody thinks. North Carolina, his friends, his family, he's as Will Smith would say, getting jiggy with it. And that's where he's going to go. And he's going to ride this train till it falls off the rail, which it will, because of the age difference eventually does result in things not continuing on. But I don't have any problem with him. He's my age, and he's from Annapolis like I am. And so that's what I got to say on this, my friend.
Yeah, Robert, good call as always. Thanks for the call. I'm not like, he's 73. Why would he be with a 24-year-old woman? They're not the same age. My inner monologue is Eastern European, I guess. I mean, of course, I get it. She's in Miss Maine this weekend, guys. I get it. Okay? I understand. But what does he get out of it? Is it just that? Is that so desirable that your whole reputation, everything else gets thrown out the window? And some would answer, yeah, Bart. What does she get out of it? I understand why sometimes younger women go for older guys, you know. And I understand why sometimes they go for really older guys. But she seems to be wanting more than, like, what is she? Seems like she's encroaching on more of his life than need be, even if these two were the same age. Let's do that. Let's do that. Let's say Bill Belichick is remarried, okay? And she is 73 years old. And then this person wants to be looped in on all the communications regarding the football program. And she becomes like his PR agent. And she's shutting down questions and interviews. And she's showing up at commercial shoots and like trying to take over the commercial shoot. That'd be weird too. The age part of this is the head scratching thing at first. I mean, maybe it's not, but that's what draws attention to it. But we're not still talking about this because it's a 50-year age gap. That's not why this story has legs. The story has legs because of their behavior. And specifically her behavior. How we've seen her act and what we've seen her try to take control of. Now, Bill's giving it to her. Bill's not stopping. Doesn't seem like this is a problem for him. So I think some of this is, and maybe you don't believe me, folks, but I think I'm worried about the old guy. I think I'm worried. What does she want here? I mean, is she going to be on the sideline? In a coach shirt or some sort of sexy garb? I do not know. Thunder and the Nuggets. This game sort of had an overtime feel. Well, it is now in overtime. 102 to 102. Nikola Jokic to 104, rather. 104 now to 102. Nikola Jokic had an opportunity to hit a three-pointer and win the game in regulation. he missed. Okay, that's fine. But he's also missed from three, I think, 10 other times in this game. Well, he's, or that was a deep two, maybe. He's 0 for 10 from three. Now, the Nuggets just did hit another three. They're up five with four to go. Ooh-hoo-hoo. Could be interesting there. But right now, Jokic, 7 to 24, 0 for 10 from three. He does have 16 boards. He dressed like the Joker today. You know, his name's Joker, and he dressed in the purple suit. And I saw one person say, he's either going to have a 50-point game or it's going to be a very bad performance. And remember the one time in the office, Dwight Schrute dressed as the Joker? That's the meme going around tonight. Is it's not, it's a Timu version Joker here. It's not the best version of Nikola Jokic. But his teammates got to come through for him. I think it was Gordon that hit that big three to take him into at least get the tie game. Murray's got 25 points. Porter's got 21. Gordon's got 20. Jokic right now only has 18. Jalen Williams leading the way for the Thunder with 32. But there's 3 minutes left and they're down five. So I still think what I've been saying about this series is it's very possible the Thunder can win this one in five. But now you're seeing some late game troubles that happened to them in game one. And now they're down seven. Denver going crazy. This is in Denver. Going to be an interesting finish if the game's not finished already. 888-710-4476. This is the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to The Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.